perform muraqabah, meditation, and remember Allah in your heart. Muraqabah is such an act of worship that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was his first act of worship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in muraqabah, the servant, he to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his magnificence and brilliance, and he's asking Allah ta'ala for the reality of this, for this to be made apparent. And this is a great and a very great, great and massive demand, you could say, or request to Allah, that the servant, he is pleading to Allah, requesting Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the tariqah for this, and this is the tariqah, muraqabah, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from him, all of the pious people, the pious servants, all of those who followed him, obeyed him, all of those who love him or loved him, all those great human beings, even them, Allah, they are included for giving this brilliance and splendor of Allah. And in this way, following this method, those pious people, the righteous people, the honorable people who are called the mashayikh, the walis of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala has given them this brilliance and splendor of His, and they have experienced that. So the sadiq, the true, sincere believer, when he creates a relationship with the wali Allah, and has a connection with the wali Allah, with the great walis of Allah, and he follows the path of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he obeys and follows and imitates the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because the biggest disrespect is this, that we via the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessedness, we are requesting Allah Ta'ala for his brilliance and splendor, and we are far from his ittaba and far from his sunnah and his practice. That's the biggest disrespect. And then we have this desire and want and a need, we say this is a big deception and it's a big fraud, which the nafs is making us implement. So for Allah's brilliance and splendor and His glory, and to feel close to Him, to feel that we're close to Allah, first and foremost, create a connection, make a connection with the Wali Allah, establish a relationship with a friend of Allah, a sheikh, then do amal, practice the deen according to His instructions. Then when you do muraqabah, then the more your relationship is strong, and your rapta with the sheikh is strong, then the more Allah's faiz and blessings starts to descend onto the student. So this whole process is muraqabah. So whenever you attain this ibadah, muraqabah, which is the greatest ibadah, muraqabah is the biggest bounty that Allah Ta'ala has given to a human being. All maqam levels, all of the levels which a person attains are through muraqabah. So if you're disrespectful, you have no adab, then don't sit in muraqabah. Do tawbah, repent. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed sunnah, according to that, bring your life, your lifestyle, your appearance, your image, your form. And then these things, ask Allah and demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then do dua to attain these. Well, otherwise, the individual, if he's disrespectful and not practicing, then he will be included amongst the disrespectful and the sinful people. So this is a tariqah method for this ibadah, worship. Whenever you ask from Allah for his nearness, do tawbah, repent, and give the isal and convey the rewards to the pious elders, and then connect your relationship with your sheikh, close your eyes and your heart, empty it of all thoughts, and inside your heart, his blessed name, which is the key. It's the key to open this door through which we want to go, so that we can see and Allah's brilliance and splendor and magnificence comes to us. So the individual should open that door with the key of dhikrullah and Allah's personal name, Allah, Allah, Allah. Keep repeating that, and to Allah, keep on requesting what you desire and need.